Jamie Cat Callan is the author of French Women Don't Sleep Alone and now Bonjour Happiness. She's also the creator of the Writer's Toolbox. She's appeared in publications as varied as the New York Times Modern Love column and the Missouri Review. Jamie is an inspirational speaker, a total Francophile, and an unabashed romantic. Welcome, Jamie. Thanks so much for stopping by the Book Report.
Oh, I'm thrilled to be here, Elaine. Thank you for inviting me.
All right. It seems there are so many books out now about doing things the French way. Your books, Pamela Druckerman's bringing up Bébé, and lots more. How did the French get it so right?
Well, you know, they've been around for a long time. I mean, it's a very, very old culture, so they've had hundreds more years than we've had to develop certain systems and ways of living and bringing up children and approaching love and romance and just creating a sense of community and culture.
Tell the readers and the listeners a little bit about Bonjour Happiness.
Well, this is, the subtitle is Pleasurable Secrets to Finding Your Joie de Vivre. And I wrote this a lot for women my age. I think and I am definitely a femme de certain age, the French Women Don't Sleep Alone, the first book, was very much for younger women and particularly women who were looking to find true love and romance and marriage in their lives. But for Bonjour Happiness, I returned to France. I received a fellowship from Virginia Center for the Creative Arts in Auvillard, France, which is a little village in the southwest of France. And the book came out of that experience because I saw these gorgeous older women who were in great shape and they were walking to the markets. They often biked to the markets, often in high heels. And I saw that there was this way of living in France that I didn't really completely understand in the bigger cities, Paris and Lille. But in this little village, I kind of saw the wellspring for their happiness, which is basically taking their time, enjoying simple, ordinary pleasures. You know, in America, we have this expression or the saying, you are entitled, I guess it's in the Constitution, actually, you are entitled to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But in France, they do not have this expression. There's no expression for the pursuit of happiness, but rather they have recherche de bonheur, which literally translated means to look for a good time. And this is at the core of their philosophy of life and happiness, which is that happiness is not this thing, this object that's over there and it's getting away from you. So you better put on your cross trainers and you better run after it and you better beat out the competition because it's a pursuit. But rather, it's right in front of you. Maybe it's at a dinner party with your friends and family. Maybe it's dancing spontaneously with your husband around the living room. You know, maybe it's just enjoying a glass of wine in a cafe and watching the theatricality of people walking by. But it's really simple, ordinary things. It's not, doesn't cost a lot of money. It doesn't take a great deal of effort, but rather it's a different way of looking at one's life.
And is this kind of the Zen à la Française that you write about?
Yes, mais oui, absolument. Yes, it is. There is a kind of Zen to French happiness, which is about being present and not trying to race forward to the next moment, the next thing we're going to do, or to sit and start dreaming and maybe feeling a little sad about the past, but rather to embrace the joys that are right in the moment.
Okay, I have to ask you, what kind of research did you do for French Women Don't Sleep Alone?
Okay, so this was the first book, and I went to France with my good friend Jessica Lee, who's in her 30s and single. So we were a very good pair because I was interested in, I'm newly married, so for a second time, and I'm very interested in keeping my marriage interesting and dynamic and fresh and sexy and wonderful. Jessica is in her 30s and single. So she's interested in, well, how do French women meet men? How do they find romance? So we organized all these girl parties in France, and we asked groups of women in Paris, in Besançon, in Lille, in all these little villages and in the towns, and we just asked them, so, you know, first, what is the secret to your confidence, your mystery? We, you know, American women really want to know about this. We don't understand, and you have such a great reputation for being so, you know, fabulous. What is it? So would you like to know what they said?
You betcha.
So in every single interview, every single group that we met with, the women always came up, the French women, with a one-word answer, and that was lingerie. Lingerie. And I know it sounds so, like, simple lingerie, but they said that beautiful lingerie, wearing beautiful lingerie every day, just for themselves, not to impress anybody, and not crazy get-up kind of Fredericks of Hollywood lingerie, but really just fine, lovely things, makes them feel confident in the world. They have something lovely underneath. No one has to know about it, but because they know about it, they feel beautiful.
I feel that way about great jewelry.
Yes, yes, I agree. And that's also a French secret, where they have just beautiful little, you know, bracelets or a necklace. I'm wearing this, a bijou, this is called. And, you know, it's actually from Filene's basement. But that's also very French, in that they love to mix high-end things with low-end things. So something from Target with, you know, something from, I don't know, Bloomingdale's.
You write a lot about flirtation. Can you give us the insider's look at the French way of flirting?
Yes, it's a national pastime. It's not something you turn on or off. It's really a way of going about your life, which is being interested in people. At the core of their flirtation is just a kind of willingness to get into conversations with just, you know, anyone. And they love to argue. That's part of their flirtation. So they will ask directions or ask questions about, say they're, you know, walking down the street and they see something interesting. They may get into a conversation with a virtual stranger about something, and it's not because they're expecting something from the person they're kind of flirting with. It's really because it makes them feel good and involved in the world. It kind of fills the wind in their sails.
Can American women get away with that?
Absolutely, without a doubt. Yeah, it's really changing one's way of thinking about flirting, that rather it's about being interested in the person.
Here at the Cape Cod Festival, one of your workshops is entitled Show, Don't Tell, The Power of Sensory Details. What are some ways that you use these details to make your writing more interesting?
Well, the first thing that I do is when I'm writing about, say, my research in France and what I learned about French women, I tell stories. So I don't just say, oh, French women are really great at cooking. I will talk about a particular friend of mine who made a wonderful meal for me, and then I will use my sensory details, which would be taste, touch, sound, sight, and smell. So it's really about being specific and, you know, painting a picture with words.
Now, you're also coaching folks on writing great dialogue.
Yes.
What are the tips for that?
Well, I think the most important thing to know about dialogue is that it should be natural. So oftentimes, writers have a lot of information to convey in a story, and so they'll weigh down their dialogue with information. Dialogue is really all about revealing character. So people will use certain words, or they'll use fragmented sentences. People don't speak in perfect grammar normally. Actually, oftentimes they will have run-on sentences, which I think I just said, a run-on sentence. So it's really about being natural and revealing character.
What are you working on now?
Now, well, first, I have a new book coming out that I just finished, and it will be out next June. It's called The Secret to Ooh La La.
What a great title. What can we expect to find inside?
Oh, just more French women's secrets and, just more adventures in France. And I think this one has just some things I missed in the other ones. Like I have a whole chapter on perfume and the meaning of fragrance for French women and just lots of new French women with great advice.
Well, these are wonderful tips that all American gals need to listen to, because certainly the French do seem to do it a whole lot better than we do. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Absolutely my pleasure. Thank you, Elaine.